Any other interested parties? Anything further from the board? Then please.
One follow-up.
Steve Hinchman, one follow-up. Let's just do it with Jay, but others may want to comment. Jay, do you recall that there was an accident involving a, I think it was a bus, going over to Mount Desert Island on the causeway, and the bus got an accident with a car or a truck, and it was a LPG-powered bus, and it caused the Route 9 there, I believe it is, to be shut down for about 6 hours, and there was an evacuation while they waited for the LPG to release from the punctured tank in the bus. Do you recall that?
Yes, I do.
Are you aware that when an LPG accident happens with a big heavy-duty tanker truck that has about 10,000, I think it's 10,000 gallons, somebody could correct me if I'm wrong on that one, but the large heavy-duty size trucks, not the local distribution trucks, with that much volume of LPG, would it surprise you to know that the general evacuation area for that is about a mile, and that the time it takes to bleed all that off and safely treat it is sometime between 12 and 24 hours?
No, that wouldn't surprise me.
What would be the effect on your business or any of these other businesses here if you had to withstand that type of evacuation where you had to remove all your workers, all your guests from the premises, and they couldn't come back for 12 or 24 hours?
It would be a nightmare. Because our guests, leave in the morning and come back in the afternoon. If they weren't able to get that, their stuff would be at the motel. We wouldn't be there if the mess was gone because we'd be evacuated. It would be a nightmare.
And Brenda?
I'd just like to comment from the perspective of what I mentioned before, and that is one story on TripAdvisor about the nightmare somebody spent in Searsport, because, or close to Searsport on US 1 in this area, because of an accident such as that would take care of business for us for the rest of the season, I think. And that, again, is, if you want to call it an assumption, I have to make projections. I'm a business person, so I would call them more projections than assumptions. But projections are, it won't take too many times of bad stories about visiting this area for people to no longer do it. There's a lot of other places to visit.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, we're ready for our next panel.
Please.
Mr. Chairman.
You have one more rebuttal?
Yeah. Well, I just want to ask Mr. Connery a couple of questions. So there are already oil tanks and propane trucks, are there not, on Route 1?
Yes, there are.
Okay. And the only other thing I'd say, Mr. Chairman, is I don't want to object a lot because I know people just want to go through this, but Mr. Hinchman makes a lot of factual statements in his questions that no witness has said anything about. And I don't want the planning board to necessarily assume that Mr. Hinchman has a basis for those statements until he puts on a witness who actually says that.
Thank you. We'll take that under advisement.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like...
Go ahead. We say one more.
I want to apologize.
We want to get to sleep tonight.
If I made an inappropriate comment. I think a lot of the confusion for us is that we still have not seen a full-scale model, and I'm encouraged to hear that you're looking for that. There are other issues for us to look at. There's a 60-foot berm wall. That's a lot of fill on the low end of that design. We have not seen that. I'm hoping we're going to get to see the 90,000-gallon bullet tank and everything else, and not 60 years down the road when the trees have grown up to their 60 feet, but maybe we could see it in the first 10 years and then what it's going to look like. The other night we saw what pretty much was a 2D Lego image of a truck and a tank, but we need to see the whole facility so we can communicate better, know what the lighting plan is around the facility, not just the tank, and what the structures in the commercial zone will be as well, so and how they relate to Route 1 and the rest of the town. Thank you, sir.
I want to clarify, I did not say that I have requested a 3D model or a full-scale model on it. I wanted something different, and tomorrow night's thing will be a
presented
by Steve, depicting, again, it's going to be what he puts on there more graphically and explained. There's only two points, post-development and post-vegetation, nothing 10 years down the road, or some of that. It's what they should have a better one. Again, I reiterate, lighting plan is on file in their application with the lighting locations and their wattage. And those are legitimate questions.
Yes, sir.
At any time.
We'll get to see the entire facility. Thank you,
yep.
Mr. Chairman, we have two panels that we're hoping to do tonight, and it's clearly not going to happen. The next panel is our safety panel, and it includes our two witnesses with the exact evidence regarding the trucks and the evacuation zones. But because of the time, and because we have a large contingent here from Islesboro, and that's a very difficult logistical thing to manage, we're going to have to run the Islesboro panel, and we're going to have to push off the safety panel, which has very important information on safety. And some people sitting here have done an immense amount of work to prepare for that. We're going to have to push those off to the January meeting dates.
What about Islesboro?
So we'll do Islesboro right now.
It's your call and your order. You have the evening.
I call the Islesboro panel.
What about tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, we've had people from the general public here all week. And they've listened through, and I want them to be able to comment on this. They have not had an opportunity.
Mr. Chairman? Well,
okay.
While they're getting organized, Mr. Bradstreet had a question last night about an incident he thought happened in Texas, and as we indicated,
yes,
we did some research on that, and Mr. Graham can give you an answer.
Thank you.
Just make sure everybody can hear this and understand it during the legitimate confusion.
If you want us to wait until they sit down, that'd be fine.
How long is that explanation going to be?
Pretty short.
That's good.
Bruce, you got a note there.
Oh, just have a public service announcement, and I think you would like to listen to this. Right now it is snowing heavily outside, and they're salting the paths, and the parking lot might be very slippery. Merry Christmas. You get two for me? One to George Stephen. Thank you. I think we're settled down enough. David? Mark?
All right, Mark. I want to just clarify. December 29th, 2008, right?
Yes, sir. That's
okay. That was not in Texas. It was at our Spindle gas pumping plant in Colorado. We had an incident. There was a valve on the bottom of a water slash sort of liquid separator at a gas processing plant that where we process natural gas that comes out of the ground. So when it comes out of the ground, it has a lot of water and other things in it. So there was there's a separator vessel before it goes actually into the compressor. At the bottom of that, one of those vessels, there was a... this compressor wasn't running, and it was very cold. And at the bottom of that separator, there was a valve that the water froze.
I understand.
So what happened is, and then once it warmed up a little bit, just like freezing the pipes in your house, some gas started escaping out of that. There was an explosion and a fire, caused some damage to the building and the compressor. Where you were talking about with the roof, there's removable roof panels.
I see.
So that you could reach in with a crane, sort of like what we were talking about last night. We're building this hotel so we can have a crane inside to work on the equipment. It displaced a couple of those panels. There were no injuries. The incident was investigated by OSHA, and DCP was found with no violations, and no citations were issued.
Thank you very much for clarifying that information. So that would have net accident would not be possible with this proposed plan.
It's no, because there's no, actually, since we're refrigerated, there's no water in our propane.
I understand.
It's dry, so you wouldn't have any water collected. We don't have to separate any water off or anything like that. Like I said, this was at a gas processing plant where the gas comes from the wells and it's brought into this plant to be treated before it goes out to other customers.
I thank you for doing that research and for edifying us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're on, Steve.